It is time once again for Conversations with the Mayors here on 97.9 The Hill. Support for the segment coming from the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. They are inviting you to join their local business leader community to get connected, stay informed, and drive progress. Head to their website, carolinachamber.org, to learn more about the Chamber and Chamber membership today. We are talking some Chapel Hill, and the best person to do that with, of course, is Mayor Pam Heminger, who joins me on the phone. How's it going, Pam?
It's going well. It's nice to see the sun come out. Those gray days are so just depressing. So blue skies and a little warmer temperatures. I'm hoping people are out and about doing things.
Yeah, no kidding. Chapel Hill, beautiful any time of the year, but especially when we've got a lot of blue sky and sunshine.
Yeah, blue heaven, blue heaven.
There is a ton of stuff for us to catch up on, including, you mentioned blue heaven. I figure we start here since it's kind of the older thing to chat about, but you and a bunch of other Chapel Hill and prominent folks that our community might recognize were part of a pretty special halftime presentation during that Carolina and Duke game on Saturday.
Yeah, Brian, we were just talking about how electric that stadium was. People were jumping out of their seats, and there wasn't an empty seat anywhere. But it was really fun to honor Dean Smith and Roy Williams. The governor was there. Mike Fox, the chair of the State Transportation Board, was there. The families were there for Dean Smith and Roy Williams, and I'm sure I'm missing a few people. But we unveiled the signs of I-40 that will run through Chapel Hill that'll be named for them. And it was just quite an honor to be there and to congratulate them, because they've had impact both off and on the court. So we get to remember them this way, and they were excited too. Well, the families were excited, I should say.
Here we go. Does the town, I know that's probably more of a DOT project, but do we know when the signs are exactly going to be installed? Are they already up?
Sometime in the next month is what we were told, so they should be up. And I did check on the I-40 widening project, as we know, and that won't be starting until sometime this summer. So a lot of planning's going on, so I know that they'll get those signs up before the widening project gets started.
And for people who might have only been hearing about this sign dedication for the first time at halftime of that game on Saturday, can you walk us through again how that came about? Because it's a pretty special project.
It's a very special project. So recommendations are made to NCDOT for different acknowledgments of special people. And UNC and the town put forward this acknowledgement. And then the DOT blessed it, and then it had to come back to the town to approve it because it's in our territory, and we were delighted to do so. So it's very special.
You can check out photos from that, and we've got our own articles in the past about that shared on chapelboro.com. We're speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger. Turning to some other local government news, of course, the Chapel Hill Town Council met Wednesday night. Pretty light agenda, all things considered, but certainly a few topics on there that people are interested in. And Pam, we talked about this last week. It feels like we've been talking about it almost every week this year, just because it has become such a hot topic based on recent events, bicyclist and pedestrian safety. Council members had discussions and got an update from town staff about that, but wanted to get your thoughts as the community continues to kind of grapple with what are the next steps that we can do to make people really feel safe if they're not in cars.
Yeah, I know. And our data is showing that collisions between pedestrians and cars is actually on the rise, which is just really alarming. And so we've got to do some things. And this, we've been really focusing on Estes Drive after the accidents that have been there. And I will say that we had a donation so that the flashing beacons will be installed this week on Estes Drive near the school. That'll be a huge step because it alerts motorists that people are getting ready to cross the street and want to cross the street. We've been out there monitoring speed in both directions. We've improved the signage. We've fixed the out lights. We're taking it very, very seriously. And then we have some other projects around town that hopefully will get done soon. The multi-use path along Homestead Road, the sidewalks by Sewell School Road, the bike lanes on Ephesus Church Road, and the side path along Fordham Boulevard. And then I was at the MPO meeting yesterday when they talked about approving the Morgan Creek Greenway bikeway as well. We're trying to create more and safer opportunities for pedestrians and bicyclists so they actually don't even have to interact with cars that much. But we're out there doing safety patrol checks. We have our public safety officers at crosswalks, helping inform motorists, helping inform pedestrians, trying to really be more visible. And downtown, we talked a lot about that at the meeting last time, about the bike lanes and pedestrian and bicycle safety downtown. And we've got to do a better job. We can't just keep talking about it. We've got to do better. And so we're going to be evaluating other crosswalks to do the flashing beacons and signals and what kinds of things we need to be doing to make sure that our people who are not in cars are highly visible, and we need our motorists to really pay attention.
Have you mentioned the MPO meeting. Have you been hearing from other local governments talking about this too, the uptick?
Yeah, it's on the rise across the state.
Yeah.
I think, you know, people were home during COVID and more people took up bicycling. And with e-bikes, we know that that's going to really explode in our communities, especially the ones with hills, as people want to be able to commute outside of using a car. And so all the towns are talking about this. How do we make safer pedestrians for pedestrians and bicycles? And I will say we had a presentation about complete streets. So DOT is taking a new approach that when they're improving streets and areas, they make it complete, which means there is a safe place for pedestrians and bicycles along with the cars. So we're moving in that direction. It just takes a long time to get there. With all the DOT funding problems, projects have taken a very long time. As we've waited on these Estes Drive projects for over 4 years, and this Homestead Road project, we've been waiting for 6 years to get that one done. So hopefully those projects are finally moving along now that we've been told the funding has opened back up for already approved projects, and those are already approved projects.
We're speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger. If you want to find highlights from Wednesday's town council meeting, townofchapelhill.org, the website to go to, meeting materials, videos, and much more. What other local government meetings have been happening? I know that there are all kinds of committees that you're involved in and that happened through the town of Chapel Hill. What else has stood out to you in the last week, Pam?
So we had our council committee on economic sustainability last Friday morning. We meet the first Friday of every month. And we had some really good news from our downtown partnership. 17 new businesses opened up during COVID. And 4 new leases have been signed that we can't announce yet. And 5 businesses expanded downtown. So, and people are really excited about the Innovation District. And we're looking at business strategies for attracting and retaining talent. And the 136, 137, or people call it the CVS Tower, or if you're as old as I am, you call it NCNB Plaza Tower, is going to be finished up this summer, and they've already got some great leases lined up for that building. That will become our innovation hub. We're very excited about that. So there's a lot of good things going on in our community as we're poised to just come out of COVID, ready to thrive and do great things. So that was a really exciting meeting. We are doing a lot with Black History Month. The town, the university, and the NAACP, there's just so many things going on. Next Tuesday, there'll be a screening and discussion of I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, which is based on the autobiography of poet Maya Angelou. And then there's another movie on the 22nd of Blood Then Find My Name. And these will be taking place at the Hargrave Center. Again, check the town website. And then our library staff has pulled together lists for readers of all ages and podcasts. And UNC is holding lectures, and the book of this year is The Sum of Us, and we want people to really take the opportunity to check out all these things because it's important, and we want to make sure that people know that we are invested in making sure that we tell complete stories of our history and what's going on. Also, Both Academy has been extended for registration to February 18th. So if anyone's interested, they need to go ahead and register for that. It's a lot of fun. You learn a lot about your town. And then the town staff is at Saturday. This Saturday is Let's Talk Town program. We're trying to let people get as educated about things that go on in their town they might be aware about or understand. And we've had a great success with this. We've gotten a lot of people who've done these programs to actually apply for advisory boards. So that's been a really good outcome as well.
Again, townofchapelhill.org, going to have website, going to have details on all of that stuff on their website. People's Academy, Let's Talk Town, Black History Month events. There is tons happening in Chapel Hill. We have got a few minutes left with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger. And Pam, just because we've been talking with the other Orange County leaders about this week, of course, COVID-19 trends looking like they're headed in the right direction, still
yeah.
remain relatively elevated in North Carolina. Lots of talks about masks because we have some free N95 masks that are going to be distributed next week through the county health department, but also because across the country, some places kind of scaling back their mask policies. Just wanted to touch base and get your thoughts on kind of where the Chapel Hill community and the Orange County community stands right now when it comes to COVID-19.
So the Orange leaders have talked quite a bit about this with our health director and with UNC hospital systems, and we're taking the same guidelines that we've taken before. We need to be below a 5% positivity rate, and we need to be below 90% filled ICU beds. We're approaching both those numbers. You're right. We're headed in the right direction. But until we achieve those numbers, we're going to keep our mask mandate because we know it's effective. We're going to keep giving out vaccines and boosters. And we're hopeful that even younger kids will be able to be vaccinated at some point in time. But it is really nice to see the numbers coming down. This one spreads like wildfire. So we want to make sure that we're not putting people at risk for danger. We've talked about extending the mask mandate to the end of March at this point, but we're waiting to make that determination to see where those numbers are.
Yeah, yeah. Well, as we begin to wrap up, any more thoughts that you think our audience should know about COVID-19 or things happening around the Chapel Hill town government?
So I will just share that I've got several emails and a phone call about the clear cutting on Homestead Road for the Bridge Point project. It's not Homestead Gardens. I know it's always concerning to folks. I drove over to see it after I got the emails. And it is. It's startling, and I know people really struggle with that, and I hate it, but that's what developers are allowed to do. North Carolina State Legislature is trying to take away our tree ordinance rules. They will have to replant. They did leave a lot of trees in the back in the RCD or the creek area in the back. They'll be putting a greenway trail back there, and then they'll have to replant trees to get their 40% coverage. It is a townhome project with some affordable housing. It's a great location on transit, but it is startling to see that, and I know people get concerned when they see those things. We just want to assure them that it will be replanted, and we're excited about this project as we need more middle housing in our community. But I also don't like to see the trees clear cut because it takes a long time to grow a tree. But hopefully things will move along, and we'll start seeing progress on that site.
Once again, townofchapelhill.org, the place to go for many, if not most, of the things we've been chatting about today with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger. As always, Pam, thanks so much for the time, and we'll chat with you again next week.
Thank you.